Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Game Theory and Business Applications. Edited by Colleen Chatterjee and William Samuelson, is a scholarly volume in Springer's International Series in Operations Research and Management Science. The book examines how game theory can be used to model business decisions in settings where outcomes depend on the choices of multiple parties. Rather than presenting game theory only as an abstract mathematical discipline, it connects equilibrium reasoning, bargaining, signaling, repeated interaction, and cooperative analysis to practical business domains. Its chapters address areas such as finance, accounting, operations management, information systems, marketing, legal settlements, incentives within firms, auction design, patent races, dispute resolution, and strategic pricing. The book is aimed primarily at researchers, advanced students, and analytically trained professionals who want to understand how formal strategic models clarify competitive and cooperative business problems. Its purpose is not to provide simple managerial formulas, but to show how rigorous modeling can improve strategic interpretation and decision analysis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, business choices are modeled as interdependent strategic decisions. A central contribution of the book is its treatment of business decisions as strategic situations rather than isolated optimization problems. As first-ing problem, in ordinary managerial analysis, a firm may ask how to maximize profit given demand, costs, and constraints. Game theory adds a further question: how will competitors, customers, employees, regulators, suppliers, or counterparties respond to that decision? This shift matters because many business outcomes are jointly determined. A price cut may provoke retaliation. A contract design may change employee behavior, and an auction rule may alter bidder incentives before bidding even begins. The book uses game theoretic models to make these interdependencies explicit. Equilibrium concepts help identify outcomes in which each participant is responding rationally to the expected behavior of others. This does not mean that real actors always behave with perfect rationality, but it provides a disciplined benchmark for analyzing incentives and strategic constraints. The volume is especially valuable because it applies this logic across multiple business functions, showing that the same analytical structure can illuminate market competition. Internal organization, negotiation, and institutional design. Secondly, finance and accounting are examined through information and incentive problems. The book includes chapters that apply game-theoretic reasoning to finance and accounting, areas where information asymmetry and incentive conflict are central. In finance, market participants often act with incomplete information about asset quality, managerial decisions, or the beliefs of other investors. Strategic models can clarify why markets may not simply reveal information efficiently, especially when traders, managers, or intermediaries have reasons to conceal, signal, or strategically time their actions. In accounting, reported information is not merely a neutral record, it can affect compensation, investment, regulation, and market valuation. Game theory helps analyze how reporting rules and disclosure incentives influence the behavior of managers, auditors, investors, and other users of financial statements. The practical importance lies in recognizing that measurement systems can change the actions they are designed to measure. A performance metric, disclosure requirement, or accounting standard may alter effort, risk-taking, and communication strategies. By framing finance and accounting as strategic environments, the book connects technical business functions to broader questions of credibility, monitoring, and institutional design. Thirdly, pricing, marketing, and auctions reveal how signals shape market behavior. Several applications in the volume concern market-facing strategy, including pricing, marketing, reputation, signaling, and auction design. These topics show that business communication often works indirectly through strategic choices rather than direct claims. A firm may use price not only to cover costs or manage demand, but also to signal product quality, market confidence, or long-term positioning. Marketing decisions can similarly be interpreted as strategic moves in games involving consumers, rivals, and distribution channels. Auction design is another important example because the rules of the institution determine the incentives of bidders. A poorly designed auction may discourage participation, encourage collusion, or produce inefficient allocation, while a well-designed mechanism can align private incentives with the seller's objective. The book treats these issues as examples of how market behavior depends on expectations. Buyers and rivals interpret visible choices, and firms choose actions partly because of how those actions will be interpreted. This perspective is useful for understanding why apparently simple decisions, such as setting a price or choosing a sales format, can have complex strategic consequences. Fourthly, bargaining, legal settlements, and repeated interaction depend on credible commitments. The volume gives significant attention to negotiation, legal settlements, bargaining practice, cooperative games, and repeated interaction. These topics are important because many business outcomes are not imposed by markets alone. They're negotiated among parties with conflicting but partly overlapping interests. Game theory helps explain why agreements may fail, even when a mutually beneficial settlement is available. Parties may disagree about private information, future risks, bargaining power, or the credibility of threats and promises. In legal settlement contexts, the decision to settle or continue a dispute depends not only on expected value, but also on beliefs about the other side's evidence, patience, costs, and willingness to litigate. Repeated games add another dimension because current behavior can affect future trust, reputation, and punishment. Cooperation may be sustainable when parties expect ongoing interaction, but it becomes fragile if short-term gains from defection are high or future relationships are uncertain. The book uses these settings to show that credible commitment is often the core problem in business negotiation. Effective strategy, therefore, requires attention to incentives, timing, information, and enforceability. Lastly, organizational design and operations are treated as incentive systems beyond market competition. The book applies game theory to internal business functions, such as operations management, information systems, incentive structures, and organizational design. This is an important extension because firms are not single decision makers in practice. They are collections of agents whose objectives may diverge. Employees, managers, divisions, suppliers, and technology users may respond strategically to rules, metrics, budgets, and information flows. A production schedule, information system, transfer price, or compensation plan can therefore create unintended incentives. Game theoretic analysis helps identify how coordination problems arise when participants possess private information, pursue local goals, or anticipate the actions of others. In operations and information systems, strategic behavior can affect capacity decisions, routing, procurement, technology adoption, and the sharing of operational data. In organizational design, the question becomes how to structure authority, rewards, and communication so that individual incentives support broader firm objectives. The book stands out by showing that game theory is not limited to external rivalry. It is also a framework for diagnosing internal coordination failures and designing mechanisms that make cooperation more likely. In conclusion, Game Theory and Business Applications is best suited for readers who already have some comfort with economics, quantitative modeling, or strategic analysis. Advanced business students, doctoral researchers, economists, operations researchers, management scientists, and analytically oriented professionals are likely to benefit most. Readers looking for a light managerial introduction to game theory may find the book demanding, but those seeking depth will gain a broad view of how formal models apply to real business problems. Its practical benefit lies in sharpening the reader's ability to identify players, incentives, information gaps, credible commitments, and equilibrium behavior in complex decision settings. Its intellectual benefit is broader. It shows that finance, accounting, marketing, legal bargaining, operations, and organizational design can be analyzed through a shared strategic language. Compared with many introductory game theory books, this volume stands out because it is organized around business applications rather than textbook examples alone. Compared with narrowly focused research monographs, it offers breadth across multiple management disciplines. The edited format also gives the book a plural character, with specialized chapters showing how different scholars adapt game theoretic tools to different domains. Its distinctive value is that it bridges rigorous theory and applied business analysis without reducing strategic decision-making to simple rules of thumb. If you would like to support Kalyan Chatterjee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.